Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Ellsworth. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive towards short. Michael reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cox. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Fernandez moves to third. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is walked intentionally. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Robinson scores. Cox moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson bunts towards third. Ver Alts fields it and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to third. Michael moves to second. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. The ball gets by Ver Alts, who chases it down. There goes Michael trying to score. There's the throw to the plate, and he's out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ver Alts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Michael hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cox moves to second. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-0 in the game. Peterson bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cox moves to third. Michael moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox scores. Michael scores. Peterson moves to second. It's 4-0, Yankees. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peterson scores. Mercer moves to third. It's 5-0, Yankees. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals moves to second. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0-for-1 in the game. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. Fuller moves to second. One out. Max Alvis pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Fernandez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alvis out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Verhals scores. Fuller scores. It's 5-2, Yankees. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Michael is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Yankees. Jack Aker now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Suarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims pinch hits for Ken Suarez. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clark catches it and throws to first to double up Sims. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Mike Paul now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mercer is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verhals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Michael hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker is 0-for-1 in the game. Aker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hinton hits a line drive towards short. Michael reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.